separated and set apart for pure and holy living, that you should abstain and shrink from all sexual vice, that each one of you should know how to possess, control, and manage his own body in consecration, purity, separated from things that profane and honor God, not to be used in the passion of lust like the heathen who are ignorant of the true God and have no knowledge of his will. See, people out there in the world, they're doing that because that come natural to them. It come natural. They don't understand. They don't know God's will. They just say, oh, this, you know, this just this life. Pastor, this just life. Everybody doing it. Everybody's not doing it. Everybody ain't doing it. There may be a lot of them that's doing it, but there's some people that are still pure and holy. Amen. You know, just when Elijah thought he was the only one, Lord, I'm the only one. They killed all your prophets. The Lord said, I got 7,000 that never bowed the knee that he didn't even know. There's somebody out there going to do it right. We need to be a church that honor God because we're his temple. You need to honor God in your personal life, your private life. You can't have a public and a private life that are different. Your public life has to match your private life. Your private life needs to match your public life. Praise God. So you run from fornication. You abstain from it. You don't give place to it. You resist the temptation. You build safeguards around your life that will protect you from situations. I ain't gonna give no place to the devil. See, the Bible said, don't even give him no place. If you dating somebody and all they want to do is get in your pants, then you need to leave them alone. If they putting pressure on you to have sex, talking about if you love me, you would do this. You need to leave them alone. They want to defile your temple. They being used by the devil that might not even know it because they got a burning fire and raging in them. In fact, the Bible says it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Don't even touch her unless you're married to her. Praise God. Now, is there hope? Yeah, there's hope. I'm going to share one more scripture. Yeah. I'm going to share one more. Some of y'all are sweating more. Y'all. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, hope you get to it, Lord. Let me get to it. You feeling the fire. You ought to feel it. Maybe you ain't done nothing yet, but you being tempted. Somebody speaking into your ear, talking to you all nice. Sweet talking you. You stay away from people that talk to you with their eyes. Sometimes ain't nobody got to say nothing to you. They can look at you a certain way. You stay away from them. People that touch you in a certain way. That's not normal. People that speak to you. That ain't normal. Don't go to private places. If you're going to go out with somebody, go public. Certainly don't drive out to the lake. Let's just go check out the scenery at the lake. Tell them go by yourself. I don't want to see no lake. It ain't going to change. It'll be there tomorrow. You can go tomorrow. I ain't going out to the lake with you. Listen, when I was a young man, I'm talking about very young, there was a nice-looking girl that liked me. It's before I met Pastor CeCe. And we used to talk on the telephone, but I wouldn't go to her house. I just wouldn't do it. I said, I can talk to you on the telephone, but that's about it. And then she said, well, it's hard to find young men that love God. She said, I just enjoy your fellowship because you love God. And she said, that's rare. It's hard to find a guy that really love God. I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. I just can't come to your house. So one day, She was in trade school and she had a problem with some math. Well, I couldn't help over the telephone. You just can't do math over the phone. She said, it was Sunday afternoon. She said, well, can you come by and help me? I said, well, hold on just a minute. I said, yeah, I'll be there to help you. And then I got my mama and my little sister to go with me. Boy, I'm gonna tell you, she was surprised when I got there. I said, yeah, this is my mama here and my little sister. So I don't believe in giving place. Listen, I was in the world. I was of the world. I messed up a lot. But when I got saved, the Lord told me that's it. My body belonged to him, and I said, I'm going to honor you with my body till the day I'm married. And Pastor Cece and I'll tell all y'all for that wonder. We didn't do nothing before we got married. I'll tell you right up, straight up front. We wanted to honor God. That was our desire. And then there was a person one time that just say, well, I know you ain't looking for no girlfriend, but just maybe on a Sunday evening, can we go walk in the park sometime? Just go to the city park and just walk around and observe the scenery. I said, no, I ain't going to no park with you. No, I ain't going to no city park. I'm talking about walking out there on a Sunday evening. And then one of my friends, I don't know, several months after that, I had a friend that came to my house one evening. He was broke down. He was crying uncontrollably. I mean, he was messed up. He couldn't even talk. He was so messed up. I said, man, what's the matter? What's going on? I thought he had killed somebody. I asked him, I said, man, did you kill somebody? He couldn't talk. He said, he didn't kill nobody. I said, man, you raped somebody. I knew it was bad. He said, he was still crying. Finally, after a while, he said, Greg, I messed up. Man, I messed up bad. I said, man, what'd you do? What'd you do so bad? He said, I got so-and-so pregnant. And it was the same girl that wanted me to go to the park with her. I said, man, what happened? He said, we went out in the park one day. It happened one time. We felt bad. We repented. We just did it one time. We messed up and we both were sorry and we both cried to God. He said, but she prayed. I said, oh, man, I cried with him. I cried. Just broke down. I cried with him. Oh, it was a sad day. He messed up one time. He said, we only did it one time. We both were sorry. It just went too far. We weren't intending on it. Just things got out of hand and we went too far. I'll be honest, my heart was broken when my friend told me that. It broke my heart. And then I thought back, I said, boy, it could have been me. It could have been me. If I just hadn't had the resolve, if I'd have gave in one time, what might have been? How would my life be different today? Who knows? Who knows what would have happened if I'd have took a ride out in the park? You can mess up. But if you do, there's always redemption. So it's never too late to right the ship. It's never too late. If you're sailing toward the wrong port, it's never too late for you to make a course adjustment and turn the boat and head in the right direction. The Lord wants you to stay on course. Now, let's look at this one scripture here. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 through 11. I purposely saved this one for last. Verse number 9. I'm going slow on purpose because this really need to sink in. If you've been fornicating, you need to stop. If you haven't been fornicating, I want to encourage you. You're doing a good job. Keep on going. God's going to bless you. Amen. You stay faithful to God. This medicine will be like preventive medicine, you know, for you. So, the word's not in vain no matter where you're at in life. You may be able to take this word and help somebody else with it. Look at verse 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? All right, we know that the unrighteous those that don't know Christ, they're not going to inherit the kingdom. People that's not saved. But then Paul put this statement right here. Be not deceived. All right, now that's to the Christian there. He said, now don't you be fooled. He said, we already know the unrighteous not going to inherit. We already know that. People that don't serve God, we know they're not going to heaven. They're not going to inherit heaven's blessings. But then he talked to the church. He said, now, don't you be fooled. Listen to what he says. Neither fornicators. That's believers who's practicing fornication. Nor idolaters. Nor adulterers. We're talking about believers here now that's in these lifestyles. See, this city they was in was a wicked city. And a lot of these people got saved out of all that, but they didn't, when they got saved, they made Jesus the Lord, but they didn't change how they was living. See, the same thing happened today. People come up to the altar and say, I believe, you know, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then they go right back out and keep on living, doing what they was doing before and say, well, the Lord forgave me all my sins. I'm saved now. I can just keep on living like I've been living. I'm going to heaven now. They are deceived. Paul said, don't you be deceived. When you get saved, it mandates a change in how you live. Amen. There's a responsibility that God has toward us. He's the only one. He makes the work of salvation happen. But then there's a manward side to your salvation. Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's you doing what you can do. And then trusting God to do what you can't do. You got to work out your own salvation. All right, look. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men with female-like characteristics. That's men that walk around like this. That twist. You don't know if they're a man or a woman, the way they walking, and the way they act, and the way they talk. You a man, be one. Stand up tall and straight. Hold your hand down while you're walking. Walk normal. God gave men a deep voice. That's all right if you got a tenor voice. I ain't criticize nobody's voice or nothing like that, but I'm saying people that do it on purpose. Try to sound like a woman on purpose.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet,
how sweet, sweet
the sound
that
saved
a wretch like me.
But now I'm found.
What you say, girl?
But now
I'm found.
They still can't feel you.
But now I'm
found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1.